Today is Sunday, April 7th, 2019. My name is Ariel Agins, and I'm interviewing Stacy Agins at Wayne Elementary School for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as an inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of nursing. Stacy Agins, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. Your first question I have for you today is, what made you decide to become a nurse?
I've always wanted to work. I knew from a young age I always wanted to work in the medical field. I thought I wanted to be a doctor is what I planned on doing. I went to Marshall, started out in pre-med, and then I changed my mind. I thought I didn't want to go to school that long. I didn't want to do residency and all that stuff, so I went to nursing school.
All right. Where did you attend nursing school, and how long did it take you to get through it all?
I went through Marshall's nursing school, and it took me 5 years to get through nursing school. I got accepted as a sophomore because I changed my major. And I struggled in one of my classes and had to retake the class, which put me behind a whole year. So it took me 5 years to get through nursing school instead of four.
Was Marshall your first choice? Was that like the school you wanted to go to?
It was local, and that's where I was already attending before I changed my major. And I applied to Marshall and St. Mary's. I got accepted into both, but I wanted to get my bachelor's degree, so I went to Marshall and did the four-year program.
That's awesome. What kind of nursing are you practicing at this time?
I'm a school nurse right now, so it's pediatrics. I always wanted to work in peds. I wanted to work with kids. I worked in a pediatrician's office through nursing school, and I knew that was what I wanted to do.
Why did you choose to be, well, you kind of just told me that already, why you wanted to be a school nurse. No, you love kids.
Well, I do love kids, and I knew I wanted to work with kids, but I did work on peds. In the hospital for a little while. I thought that's at first what I wanted because I knew I wanted to work with kids. But then I had a baby and I decided I did not want to work hospital hours, and I just wasn't crazy about working at the hospital. And I had a friend who was a school nurse and I started subbing. They needed help, so I started subbing as a school nurse for them and really liked it, and I knew I would be on my kids' schedule once they got into school, so that's what I decided I wanted to do full time.
Are there like different certifications to become a school nurse?
You have to have a bachelor's degree in nursing to even apply for your school nurse certificate. Then you have to take, I had to take a couple extra classes. You have to take some education classes to learn about, like, 504s, IEPs, things you do in the school. And I also had to have a computer class. It was just extra, a little bit extra on top of the nursing classes to become certified. Then after you become certified, you have, every 5 years, you have to get 6 college credit hours for 10 years, and then you can apply at, to get your permanent certificate as a school nurse, which is what I have now.
Was there like, can you do stuff online? Is there like a path you could take to do mostly online to do that, or do you have to go?
Not for school nursing. To do the extra the college credit hours, the extra hours that we had to have to recertify every 5 years, you could do online.
What is your favorite thing about being a nurse?
I love being able to take care of the kids. We have a lot in the school. We have a lot of medical need, actually, and it's good to be able to provide that care and take care of those kids during the school day so they can come to school just like any other kid, but know that there's someone there in emergency situations if they would need help.
You seem like you're pretty close with the students. I feel like they really have a good relationship with you. Do you think so?
I think most of my kids at the elementary school does. I have 5 schools, but I'm at an elementary school all day because I have a student that requires a nurse all the time. So a lot of my other schools are just managed from the elementary school. They don't have a high need, but that my elementary does. And it, when you're there all day, every day, you get to know the kids. They know there's a nurse there, so they like to come and see you sometimes, just for the heck of it. But you do really get to know the kids, and that means a lot.
Is it hard seeing, like, the young ones have to go through so much?
It's sad of what some of them have to go through, but we try to teach them to be just as, this is their life, this is their normal, and just teach them to go on and do what they have to do and accept it.
In your opinion, what is the worst thing that you have ever had to do while using your medical training?
I had to give CPR to a 6-month-old baby that was actually visiting our neighbor, who was asleep in her carrier, and the mother realized the child wasn't breathing, and they come out yelling, just looking for someone who knew what to do, and I had to give CPR to that baby until paramedics arrived, and that's been the worst thing I've ever had to do.
That's awful. I couldn't imagine doing that. Did that make you, like, rethink about staying in as a nurse, or?
No, not really. It was hard, but I was glad I knew what to do and that I could help until the ambulance got there. But it didn't change my mind. There's hard things that you have to do that you don't want to do, but you've got that skill and training that you can help somebody as much as you can until further help comes.
You kind of just said you would never not be a nurse, but do you think you would ever change your path in nursing, like maybe go back to the hospital or work in a different area other than peds?
Possibly one of these days. It's not very likely. I'm not big on change, but I do love the kids. If I had to go back to the hospital for financial reasons, because school nurses, they don't make a whole lot of money. The pay's not the same as the hospital. I always did love OB when I was in nursing school and when I externed at the hospital. That would probably be, other than peds, that would probably be the only other thing that I would go to. But that would be after all of my kids were grown and out of school, because I would rather be on their school schedule. I don't have to miss holidays with them. I don't have to miss ball games in the evenings or taking them to practice or anything like that. So that means more to me than the pay at working in a hospital.
I agree 100%. I feel like I'm going to be the same way, hopefully, one day when I become a nurse. Add these next 2 questions. They're kind of like deals with more of our FYS class. The first one is, our FYS class is focusing on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work or in your life? If you have a story to tell me, you can. I mean, any critical thinking you had to do while working in the hospital? Coming up with a way to help a patient?
Well, that's been years and years ago. I don't know. We do a lot of critical thinking, really, in emergency situations, even at the school. Like the student that I was telling you about that has to have a nurse in school, we have to be able to determine what's going on with him. He has diabetes. He has Addison's disease. He has celiac disease. So he's got three autoimmune disorders that work against him. And there's times that you have to, or I have to, decide, is this blood sugar related? Is it related to the Addison's and he is stressed? Does he need a stress dose? Because the Addison's and the blood sugar play against each other. And him being stressed out because his body doesn't make cortisol can cause his sugar to drop. And at first you think it's diabetes related, and then a snack doesn't bring him up. So you have to think and kind of work through your head of what's going on in his body and what kind of treatment does he need, is what's it related to. So that kind of critical thinking can happens on occasion with him during school.
My final question for you is, would you like to add anything that I have not asked in this interview?
No, I don't think so. I think school nursing is what I was meant to do. I really enjoy it, and I'm glad I chose that path. And I really don't see myself changing that in many, many years to come.
Well, Stacy, thank you for allowing me to interview you. I loved hearing everything you had to say, and you've got me thinking about maybe becoming a school nurse, because I think I love kids just as much as you do. But again, I just want to say thank you, and hope you have a great day.